here in this beautiful sound right here on 95.4 UGFM, this is where we definitely shape the future. 20 minutes after the third and final hour of the show, and right about now, it's only right that we keep you up to date when it comes to tech news. Did you know that the future is actually going to cost a lot? And we need to work very hard to make sure that we survive in that area.
It's going to be tough, eh?
Yeah, apparently the world's biggest tech show has highlighted already a fantastic future, but a yet very expensive future.
With so, this high level of unemployment.
According to the article, each January, tens of thousands of people descend to Las Vegas, Nevada, the mecca of wanton consumption and poster child of late capitalism, for a glimpse at the future at the Consumer Electronics Show, or rather, for a look at what they'll soon be able to buy. Some of the products and services on the show will go on sale at the CES in underway or soon after. The offer convincing and cost-effective solutions to exist to existing consumer woos. Others are little more than prototypes seeking validation and in some instances funding, and will never see the light of day beyond the Labyrinth Expo halls. That's because, like the sales reps, developers, designers, product managers, executives, PR representatives, vloggers, editors, journalists, everyone that attends this this show understands that the future is in parts fantastic and in other ways pure fantasy. I mean, I'm already also seeing one of, you know, the cars that Mercedes-Benz is producing for the future. This car, I've never seen Mustrating, but I feel like very soon we will see it. It looks so futuristic. Literally, like, I don't know. Wow. It feels like the door, you don't even touch it when you open it. You must just say something and then it'll, you know, obey your command. So, yeah, man, what do you think about the future getting more and more expensive? Do you think a lot of people will be able to adapt, or many will have to suffer very deep before they can even be able to live in that era?
You know, like with the current generation now, I don't think for the next, let's say, the next century will be there. So I feel like what that is predicting is that maybe in the next like century, that will have been like, how can I put it? Like, will they will experience that in the next century. So us who are here now won't be able to like experience it, right? But those who are still come, like the young,
like
the young kids now.
If someone is born now, they can, they can literally
only the young kids. I feel sorry for them because they're the ones that will have to deal with that. But us.